Hello, and welcome to Landward, readings of place and season. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today I have two poems, Autumn Sunrise and Old Fay Autumn Sighs, each from Wisconsin poets. In November, we watched the palette of our land shift toward winter with browns and blues and grays. Wisconsin poet Jan Wellick captured this with a dash of gold in her poem, Autumn Sunrise. Autumn Sunrise. Morning rays illuminate the late autumn grasses on the marshy lake. Eagles sit at attention atop the tallest oaks on the island. This golden sunrise is pure magic. The moment is fleeting. In a blink, the regular blues and grays and browns return. The golden hour is bittersweet. We want it to remain forever. Art helps us to remember and reimagine. The following poem is in villanelle form, which means little villain in French, because its repeating rhyming form is so difficult to construct. It's called Old Fay Autumn Sighs, and the poet intends for Fay here to mean a king of autumn who's giving up his time as ruler to the queen of winter. The poem is by Donna Carnes. Old Fay Autumn Sighs. Old Fay Autumn sighs beneath the rounded ruby moon, wrapped in moody midnight sky. All the baritone bur oaks cry under the spell of the maple runes. Old Fay Autumn sighs. Tumbling winds tilt the hills inside lost summer's lingering noon, wrapped in moody midnight sky. Veiled in November's brief goodbye, winter leaves her dream cocoon. Old Fay, autumn sighs. Snowfall stills the last butterfly above Earth's muted topaz tune, wrapped in moody midnight sky. And December opens her starlit eyes, cloaked in diamond-cut dunes. Old Fay Autumn sighs, wrapped in moody midnight sky. You have been listening to two autumn poems by Wisconsin writers. The first is from Jan Wellick, Autumn Sunrise, followed by the poem Old Fay Autumn Sighs by Donna Carnes. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. Podcasts of this reading will be available at wdrt.org.